Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50. It depends on, if there's anybody good running.
Understood, ma'am. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Probably independent.
Independent, understood. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
54.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting on the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated? You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Probably 0.
You're not at all motivated, okay?
No.
And thinking about that direction that the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied. Well, okay. I'm very dissatisfied, really.
I understand. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their job?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay. So I'm going to read you real quick the list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. Can you please rate for each of the following issues on the scale from 0 to 10 how important it is for you personally for the president and Congress to be focused on? 10 is the most important, and 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. Any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries. How important is that issue for you?
I think that's an 8.
Okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. What number?
That's a 10.
And combating the climate change and protecting the environment. What number?
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
And banning assault weapons.
Assault weapons? Yeah, the assault weapons should be banned. I guess an 8.
An 8? Okay. And how about banning that TikTok? What number?
8. TikTok's connected to China, right?
I'm required to revate on it. That's all I had written. In order not to influence your opinion, ma'am. But what number? 8?
I know there's something. Yeah, there's something about it. So let's say 7. I know there's something about it, but I can't remember.
And I'm going to mention that as we move right along. But improving K through 12 education, how important of an issue is that for you from 0 to 10?
That's probably a 10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Definitely a 10.
Addressing immigration and border security, what number?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote on the upcoming election?
I would be motivated to vote if somebody would, if there was somebody good running.
But you're still motivated, right?
Yeah.
A little, at least? Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay,
okay.
If you don't know the person, never heard of the organization, just let me know. X, or formerly known as Twitter, from 0 to 100. How warm and favorable?
I have no idea.
But how warm and favorable you feel towards Twitter or X, or formerly known as Twitter? Do you like them
Twitter?
A lot, a little? Yeah, Twitter.
I don't know anything about it, really.
Okay, well, how about Cornel West from 0 to 100?
I don't know who that is.
And Joe Biden, what number?
maybe 0 to 100, probably a 20. Will you stop grabbing the phone?
Okay. How about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100? How warm and favorable you feel towards them?
I don't know. I don't know, 20.
Okay. And how about Mark Zuckerberg? Recognize the name?
Yeah, I do. He should ask me if I like Bill Gates. I don't know. Maybe a 30.
Okay. How about TikTok from 0 to 100?
Zero.
And Donald Trump?
He means well, but he's doing it the wrong way. Probably 50.
Okay. How about Charlamagne de Gaulle?
I don't know her.
Okay. YouTube?
What's wrong with YouTube? 50.
Okay. And how about the Democrats in Congress in general?
40.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, okay, here we go. Cornel West, you say you didn't know him, right?
Correct.
I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West? From whom would you vote if you have to decide today? Or if you're undecided, please say
Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay. And generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president? One or two things.
I have no idea. I know the name, and it's not Donald Trump, and it's not Joe Biden.
Just because it's none of the traditional, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay. And changing gears a bit now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat? What do you think?
More of a threat.
Okay. So what, or much more?
Somewhat of a threat, I guess.
Okay. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they regularly are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Russia, the U.S. government, the U.S. law enforcement, the big U.S. tech companies, foreign tech companies, North Korea, or China?
It's a toss-up between Russia and China, I think.
Can you pick one just for the sake of a research so we can continue?
China.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a bit now, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok, do you use that multiple times a day, once a day?
No, never.
Multiple times, never? Not at all? Okay.
Never.
How about YouTube? Multiple times
Yeah,
a day?
I use YouTube every day.
Okay, multiple times or once a day?
Multiple, probably.
Okay, Instagram?
No, I don't use it.
At all? Okay. Facebook? Multiple times a day?
Maybe once a day.
Okay. How about X, or formerly known as Twitter? Do you use that?
No, I don't use that. No.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement? Now, the first statement, it says, Meta, or Facebook, plays a positive role in society. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Meta or Facebook keeps his user data secure. Same question, same options. Agree, disagree, object, strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And TikTok keeps his user data secure. Agree or disagree?
I don't know. I have no idea because I don't use it.
How about TikTok plays a positive role in society?
Definitely not.
Okay, so I strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I think it does not play a positive role.
So you disagree that it plays a positive role, right? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and X or Twitter keeps its user data secure. Do you agree with that statement?
I have no idea.
Okay, how about X or Twitter plays a positive role in our society? Agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't know. I would agree, I guess, but I don't know anything about it, really.
Agree somewhat? Should I record that as your answer? Okay.
Yeah.
If your answer is no right or wrong answer, we're almost done. Have you recently read or heard about Congress passing a bill that banned TikTok and the president signing it into a law? Just a lot, just a little, or not heard at all?
I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't know if they did anything about it.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you. I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into a law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I guess I would support it. I don't know.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I don't think that would matter. I mean, I think it would be a combination of things.
Makes no difference to you one way or the other?
I guess. Well, I mean, it does, but that wouldn't be the only reason I voted for him.
No, I understand, but your options are, will you be much more likely to vote for a candidate like that? Someone more likely, someone less likely, or much more likely to vote against?
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
Okay.
Somewhat.
And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think they did it because they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? Or because they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? Or because they're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us? Or because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security? Or because they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors? Or because they're playing politics, or because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they have been influenced by big lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. What do you think is
the one with China?
China is going to spy on us. Okay, and generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Can you please tell me all that apply? Local TV news, talk on news radio, okay, YouTube, cable news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, news aggregators, news aggregators such as Apple's and News, Google News, or Flipboard, okay, news websites.
Google News.
And how about national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, newspapers or magazines, social media such as Facebook and TikTok or Instagram, or music and entertainment sites, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
No.
Now, just to finish this up, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. Is that a girl or a boy that you have? It sounds like a little girl.
A girl.
That's beautiful. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college. Thank you.
Yes.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for helping me. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure, ma'am. Take care of your little baby, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.